In this bulletin, Australian authorities backed the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine despite concerns elsewhere. Scott Morrison defends comments he made in response to the March for Justice demonstrations, and the NRL to issue a formal warning to Cronulla Sharks forward Toby Rudolph for making sexist comments on live TV. The latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The federal opposition has criticised National Senator Matt Canavan and Independent MP Craig Kelly for saying Australia should pause its rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine. Several countries around the world have temporarily suspended their use of the AstraZeneca vaccine amid concerns it can cause blood clots. But Australian authorities are continuing to emphasise its safety, saying no link has been found between the vaccine and blood clots. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says the authority of Australia's medicines regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, should be respected.
When you have people like Craig Kelly and now, even more worryingly, a member of the National Party leadership team undermining that authority and saying that his views after looking at some websites should be substituted for the advice of the TGA and the authority the TGA has for monitoring adverse events information from overseas is deeply irresponsible.
AstraZeneca says the number of clotting incidents reported in Europe following the vaccination is lower than typically expected in the general population. Australia is sending a medical team to Papua New Guinea as it considers further assistance measures in response to the country's surge in COVID-19 cases. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is working closely with PNG's government to respond to its needs.
In particular, we are in a position to be able to assist and support once we've had their full advice in the very near future. And what we are doing, very much so, is ensuring that they have the capacity through vaccines, through the support of an AusMAT team which has been announced and which will be deployed to assist in Papua New Guinea.
Restrictions on visitors to hospitals, aged care centres and disability facilities in Greater Brisbane have been extended for another 3 days as the Queensland government waits for more coronavirus test results. There are concerns about possible community transmission after two people who stayed at Brisbane's Grand Chancellor tested positive to COVID-19, as well as a doctor who treated one of them. Around 400 of the doctor's contacts have now been tested, with more than half returning negative results. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says authorities need a few more days to make sure the virus hasn't spread further.
We will be able to update everyone on Friday, and fingers crossed it'll be good news, and that would then mean on the weekend people would be able to go and see their loved ones. So we're just asking the community to be patient for another 72 hours.
No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been detected in New South Wales since a Sydney quarantine hotel security guard tested positive on the weekend. Health authorities have been on high alert since the 47-year-old guard was diagnosed on the weekend, breaking the state's 55-day coronavirus-free streak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there'll be a shift in how outbreaks are managed now the vaccine rollout is gathering pace.
For me, it's saving lives and keeping people out of hospital. And that's why we need to focus on those things, I think, moving forward, and not be too upset if there's a case here or there. So long as people are staying out of hospital and we're managing the situation, people are keeping their jobs, we're moving around as freely as we can, I think that's a measure of success.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended comments he made in Parliament yesterday in response to the March for Justice demonstrations. Mr. Morrison had been criticised for saying that the nationwide rallies calling for equality and an end to gendered violence and sexism were a triumph because they weren't met with bullets, like in other countries. He's rejected the condemnation he's received, describing it as an egregious misrepresentation of what he actually said.
If the Leader of the Opposition was indeed listening yesterday, Mr. Speaker, he would have heard me say that it was good and it was right, as I was seeking only to represent that in many countries, sadly, that is not the case.
To sport, the NRL will issue a formal warning to Cronulla Sharks forward Toby Rudolph after he made sexist comments on live TV on Sunday night. The 25-year-old said, "Go to the Northies, try and pull something, anything will do." NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo has told AAP he's very disappointed in the comments and intends to issue Rudolph with a formal warning. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Similar for Melbourne, 26 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny as well, 23. Canberra, cloudy, a top of 20. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, rain and 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.